Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Everybody, it is Zoe Moon, and I'm here to cover the month of April. Yay! We have a lot of shifting energy going on in this month, so let's get into the general overview. First of all, we are going to have Mercury retrograde and Venus retrograde in those retrogrades in April and go direct again, so that's really good news. Mercury retrograde will end on Monday the 7th and Venus retrograde on Saturday the 12th, respectively. And they're both in Pisces. So it really means that we're going to feel this shift in direction on a personal level with what we've been trying to figure out with Piscean themes, which means anything artistic in our life, our romantic life, what we're doing spiritually, what's happening with our karma and karmic situations. If there's been challenging sides to Pisces, it may be that we've been trying to figure something out with an addiction or bad habit or secret or deception. Or maybe there's something, you know, shifting in April about our research, the information we've been digging into, or what's going on with an institution. So as Mercury goes direct with this on Monday the 7th, we're going to be moving forward with news and talks and meetings and sales and writing and decisions in the days ahead to try to figure out what we're doing with that. And as Venus goes direct on the 12th, any income in the story is now ready to start moving forward, or any love in the story is ready to start moving forward. We also might start to see things around beauty or our pleasures in those arenas start to move forward as well. So next in our month, we have the full moon in Libra. This peaks at 8:22 p.m. Eastern on Saturday the 12th, and it is at 23 degrees. Now, Libra is ruled by Venus. Venus has stopped in the sky on Saturday the 12th, getting ready to go direct. And so the full moon peaks at 8:22, and by 9:02, 40 minutes later, Venus comes out of her retrograde and goes direct. So this is going to add intensity to this full moon. We're going to feel something building to this climactic point. And there may be really big endings, or there may be really big breakthroughs or achievements or celebrations. The energy is at its peak. And so in Libra, this can be about a relationship with a romantic partner or a business partner, something going on with clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or competitors or opponents or advocates. Or Libra can also be something in our life around balance or justice or equality or higher aesthetics. And so we can expect in the couple days leading up to this, but definitely on that Saturday, that we have something major climaxing there. Okay, so next we have Mercury and Venus getting ready to move into Aries in the second part of the month as they have gone, you know, out of the Piscean energy. They've gone direct and they're ready to move. Now, the big news in April is that on March 30th, Neptune moved into Aries. The last time Neptune was in Aries was 1861 to 1875. It was there to kick off the Civil War. So we got to send a lot of prayers that we're not about to re-enter that kind of energy, right? But Neptune, we're all getting to experience it, obviously, for the very first time this lifetime, no matter what your age is. And April's our first month in, right? So it's really bringing this kind of mystical, magical, boundaryless, you know, behind-the-scenes, secretive energy into the sign that rules our dynamic, vital life flow and our actions and our passions and our anger and our fighting spirit. And so mid-month, when the personal planets, Mercury and Venus, come into this territory, we're really going to start to see things getting real with it, right? So on Wednesday the 16th, Mercury comes in and will be opening up talks and meetings and sales and writing and offers and decisions through Aries about us and what we want, what we're showing up for, what we're driven to do and make happen, what's going on with our passions and our fighting spirit, what's happening with our body, our image, our brand, our name, our title, our identity, and our needs, right? So we're going to have it there until May 10th. It'll be in the shadow of the retrograde it's been in up until the 26th. So, you know, the first 10 days in, we're kind of moving forward with things that we revisited during the retrograde. And then from the 26th until May 10th, new things are coming on board. On Wednesday the 30th, Venus moves into Aries. She's going to be there till May 16th. She passes her shadow not until June. She's there till June 6th, passes her shadow on May 16th, sorry. So Venus in Aries is bringing the forward motion now about love or money that we want to get involved in. It's making things happen here after having the slowdowns and the reassessment during the retrograde. And so, and also, you know, Venus rules beauty and pleasure. So maybe we're ready to put ourselves out there in a more beautiful way. Maybe we're ready to experience more personal pleasure, right? So we're going to start to feel this all welling up, I think, majorly in the second half of the month. All right, so next we have Mars moving into Leo. Mars is going to be there approximately 2 months. Mars moves in late on the 17th, early on the 18th, depending on your time zone, and will be there until June 17th. So, you know, every couple of years Mars comes around, moves through a sign, and in Leo, this is firing us up to get out there and make things happen. With Leo themes. So, you know, there's going to be more fire under us to do things with our love life or a lover or in the pursuit of love. We're going to be more actively involved with the kids or on behalf of children. We are going to be more motivated with our creative endeavors. We're going to be definitely gearing up to get busy recreationally. So, you know, jumping into the spring with both feet and really getting things going, right? And, you know, every sign has the challenging side. The challenging side to Leo would be dramas or entitlement issues. So Mars could get us angry about some of that over those 2 months. Watch out for that. And, you know, over those 2 months, Mars will meet with three of the outer planets. It'll be in a harmonic with Neptune during this period. So that can help us get inspired. It can bring more of the magic into what we're doing and the, our artistry and the romance and spirituality. So it's really nice to know that's in flow. It's going to come and oppose Pluto in Aquarius and then square Uranus in Taurus. So, you know, that puts us into a fixed T-square during this period with those outer planets. And so, you know, powerful one-on-ones with people that can be very transformative or destructive and rebirthing, things that are going on socially or around causes, things that are going on online or with big tech, things that are financial, intimate, reproductive, third party, and things with our own values and our own money and products and possessions and purchasing power. So, you know, we're going to see a lot going on there, but overall, for I think for our just day-to-day life, this is definitely a period where if you wanted to have more fun, if you wanted to be more creative or do something with those creative projects, if you wanted to fall in love or do more with your lover or with the kids, then this is going to help you do that. And then the last thing in the general overview is that on the 19th, the sun moves into Taurus for 30 days, and then by the 27th, we have a new moon in Taurus, so that gives us 2 weeks in the middle of all that, right, to launch us forward with new opportunities in Taurus. And so this really draws us in and gets us more involved with making money or the purchases that we're interested in or what's going on with our possessions or our products or our values or the things we're building. That new moon period, the 2 weeks starting on the 27th, will launch us into new things in those realms or help us take what we're already doing and move it forward. So if you want to kind of plan for that time period to launch, then that's your time frame. So when we look at the signs for Aries, you know, you're going to be done with your reassessment about artistry or spirituality or your romantic life or any karmic scenarios, anything with hospitals or spas or other institutions, maybe a recuperative period for you guys or research period or what's been going on with institutions. So, you know, Mercury and Venus are going to come out of those retrogrades in April and go direct. So on the 7th, Mercury goes direct, helping you start to make decisions and hear news and think about, you know, what comes next with those themes. While on the 12th, Venus goes direct. So now the love or money opportunities in those realms are ready to start moving forward again. And so watch those dates for the potential to see what comes next there. And then on Saturday the 12th, and definitely the couple days leading up to this, we have this energy building to the climactic full moon for Aries that is relationship-oriented. So some big moment with a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, an advocate, or someone else like that, you know, where you're going to see some kind of big ending or breakthrough or achievement or celebration with them. And it may feel a little bit even more intense as Venus, you know, which again rules love or money or beauty or pleasure, is like stopped and getting ready to shift gears right around the climactic high point of that full moon on the 12th. And so, you know, definitely expect some kind of big deal moment with somebody on that day or in the days leading up. Then we have the energy moving into your sign. So Aries, you know, you're the one hosting Neptune. First month out of the new scenario here with this energy, first time in everybody's lifetime. And so it's helping you absorb things more than you've ever been able to. It's helping you tune into your intuition on a stronger level. You may be noticing your feet more, Aries. You may be seeing that an artistic side of you is coming out, or more of a romantic side or a spiritual side is coming to the forefront in your life. You also might decide you're ready to, you know, go to an institution and have a physical procedure done. And so the personal planets are coming into this zone. Mercury comes in on the 16th, and so that's going to help you start to make decisions about it, get into talks, write agreements, focus on meetings or decisions about it in the weeks ahead. And then Venus comes in on the 30th, and we'll be there to really start to bring love or money-making or beauty or pleasure into the story for you. Again, moving forward now. With Mars moving into Leo, this is in a wonderful alignment for you, Aries, over the next 2 months. It starts late on the 17th, early on the 18th. So this is going to fire you up big time. You're going to be far more creative, pursuing more creative outlets, having more fun, doing more recreational things, or really being proactive about lovers or kids and what's happening there in your life. So expect to see a lot more going on there. And then on the 19th and 27th, we have the sun moving into Taurus and then the new moon in Taurus. So this is going to help get you busier and launch you forward into newer next chapter opportunities to make money or to focus on your purchases, products, or possessions during the time frame. So there you have it. For Taurus, you know, we have Mercury and Venus retrograde as we go into April, and they are currently going to be retrograde in your do-over about friends or associates or group affiliations or what you're doing online or with big tech or with astrology or science or charities or any parties or events or gatherings. I mean, it's a very social arena for you, Taurus. Also, maybe getting you to rework something, release something, rekindle something about an aspiration or an original project during the time that it's retrograde. Then when they go direct, you're ready to start moving forward. So Mercury goes direct on the 7th. It'll help you start to get into talks or meetings or decisions that move that thing forward. And on Saturday, the 12th, Venus moves direct. So now you're ready to move forward with your choices in those realms that are impacting true love or income opportunities or beauty or pleasure. So, again, seeing that all moving forward. Now, the full moon on the 12th is a very powerful full moon. And for Taurus, it will involve key individuals that are related to your work, your health, or your animals, or what's going on with paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. So major building to a climactic ending or achievement or breakthrough or celebration there with some key individual about one of those topics. So aim high and expect it to feel kind of intense, I think, on Saturday. Then we have Mercury and Venus getting ready to move into Aries. So Neptune is in Aries, first time in all of our lives. This is the first month in April. And now we're going to have the personal planets moving in. So there's going to be this kind of new, powerful feeling in this realm that you really haven't experienced before. So Taurus, you know, this is your intuition and your psychic abilities and your dreams and the signs that you get from the other side. This is the magical quality of life and your spirituality. This is your romantic life, your karmic past life, and anything artistic in your world. And it's also anything involving institutions or research and development. So you've got this kind of doubled up quality to those realms now through Neptune entering this arena and really drawing you into some of it. And then on the 16th, Mercury comes in, so now you're going to be hearing from people or coming up with ideas or getting into talks or meetings or sales or writing or offers or decisions about these themes as you move forward. Venus returns to this sign on the 30th, and so in the weeks ahead, then you'll be seeing more love or money opportunities playing out in those realms or more focus on beauty or pleasure there as well. Now, late on the 17th, early on the 18th, Mars moves into Leo. We'll be there a couple months until June 17th. And so, Taurus, this is going to be one of the busier times you've had in a couple years where you're going to be gearing up and doing more at home, about a home, with a move, with a renovation, with any real estate deals, with family, with parents or roommates. Mars will heighten your passion about it, get you more active or help you deal with anger about it. There's probably a lot of creativity or love in the mix, maybe a drama or two, so there you have that. And then at the end of the month, we start to see energy moving into your sign, Taurus. So the sun moves in for 30 days starting on the 19th, puts a big spotlight on you and what you want to do for yourself. You have an edge. You can promote yourself and pursue your own interests during this time. And then there's that new moon on the 27th, which opens up 2 weeks that can help launch you into something brand new or carry forward something you're involved in and take it into the next chapter. So, you know, Taurus, focus on yourself. Make it about your image, your brand, your name, your body, the things you want to get involved in. You do have momentum there now. All right, so for Gemini, we have Mercury and Venus retrograde as the month kicks in. And so, you know, you're still in reassessment mode about your career, your big life goals, your status, your fame, or anything going on with higher-up people, bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, mentors, and the like. So, you know, you've been in that for a bit. You're still trying to figure out what stays, what goes, what can be reworked. But then these energies are going to go direct in April. So on the 7th, Mercury goes direct there. So now you can start moving forward with the ideas, the decisions you've made, with talks, with meetings, with sales, with writing, offers and agreements there. And then on the 12th, Venus goes direct there, so this can start to move forward the income potential or the love potential or what's happening with beauty or pleasure with these goals or career moves or authority figures. So there you have that. Then we have a full moon climax in Libra on the 12th. And so this is a big, big full moon because Venus is stationed right on top of it and then turning to go direct right after it. And so, Gemini, some big moment with a lover or your love life, with children, with creative endeavors or something recreational. So you're hitting that peak with a big ending or a wrap-up or breakthrough or celebration or achievement. And so, you know, maybe feeling this in the days leading up to it, but definitely climaxing by the evening of the 12th. Then we start to have this energy pouring into Aries. Neptune entered Aries on the 30th of March, so first time in our lifetimes. Gemini, you're going to be feeling this, you know, a big karmic flow and push and attraction to the arts and the spirituality and the magic and the romance. Coming through friends and coming through your group affiliations and associates and clubs and organizations and coming through what you're doing online or with astrology or charities or parties or events. And also, Gemini, around your original projects and aspirations, so it's definitely, you know, a new kind of feeling. And then we're going to have Mercury and Venus come back into these signs mid-month onward, you know. So now you're going to be able to, with Mercury starting on the 16th, get into talks, meet with people, hear from people, make decisions, move things forward. And by the 30th, as Venus comes back in, you know, then you start to see love or income opportunities starting to come back through those realms, or beauty or pleasure move through those realms in the weeks ahead. Now, Mars moves into Leo late on the 17th, early on the 18th. So for Gemini, this is going to rev up a lot more activity locally in your local neighborhood or with your neighbors or in short trips to nearby places, with your talks and meetings and interviews and auditions, with your sales, your writing, your agreements, with your brothers, sisters, or vehicles or electronics or moves. And so in any of that, you know, there's just more opportunity to make things happen that are creative or that are recreational and fun or are about the lovers or kids in the story. So expect that to really start to kick off from that point onward. And then at the end of the month, we have energy moving into Taurus. So, you know, this is gathering in your 12th house, Gemini. So, you know, the sun moves in for 30 days starting on the 19th, puts a spotlight on you in those realms. And then the new moon kicks in on the 27th, opens up 2 weeks of forward momentum to help you start new things or take what you're doing and move it forward. So this 12th house arena for Gemini is really, you know, it can on the one hand be a time where you're really kind of pulling back from the world and focusing on recharging yourself and getting ready for what comes next. But on the other hand, it really can help you get busy here in something artistic, romantic, or spiritual, or with your bad habits or addictions if you're trying to kick them, or with your, you know, your research or institutions you're dealing with. So there you have that. All right, so for Cancer, you know, you enter April, you've got Mercury and Venus still retrograde, and they're retrograde in your ninth house, so you're in reassessment mode over travel plans, distance situations, legal agreements, anything educational, whether you're learning or teaching, anything with media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting, anything with ceremonies, religion, or politics. So Cancer has quite the list there. But Mercury and Venus are both going to go direct, and so you're going to start to see things moving forward again in these realms. So Mercury goes direct on the 7th, and so talk, news, meetings, offers, sales, writing, agreements, decisions can start to move forward around those topics. And by Saturday the 12th, Venus is going direct, so, you know, you can start to see the love or the money flow start to move in those realms. Or there can be a woman that's significant to moving things forward, or maybe something about beauty or pleasure there. And so all of that then for the rest of the month, you're starting to see movement in those realms. The full moon on the 12th is going to bring something to a climax at home with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, the family, the parents, the roommate. For you, this is relational, dynamic, one-on-one, you know, in some way, as something really big ends or breaks through or is achieved or celebrated for you. So expect the days leading up to that, but especially on the 12th, to be a big day for something there. Then we had Neptune move into Aries on March 30th, so April's our first month, first time in everybody's lifetime that we're experiencing it here. And for Cancer, it's in your midheaven, so, you know, bringing that magical, dreamy, otherworldly energy onto the career front or through your life goals or around your fame or reputation or having to do with what's going on with authority figures in your life. You're really starting to experience what this is going to be like for you for the first time. And then we have the personal planets, Mercury and Venus, entering this territory mid-month onward. So that's when you'll you know, with Mercury on the 16th onward, you'll hear news or you'll have ideas or you'll get into talks or meetings or sales or writing or offers or decisions about those topics. And then by the end of the month on the 30th, Venus returns to this territory. And so Cancer, you know, bringing love or money opportunities or beauty or pleasure into the story in the weeks ahead. Now, Mars moving into Leo. Well, first of all, Cancer, it's moving out of your sign, so it's really going to be a shift for you to kind of maybe take a deep breath as Mars leaves your sign and gets ready to move into Leo late on the 17th, early on the 18th, and will be there for a couple months until June 17th. So, Cancer, this is going to fire you up and get you busier than you've been in a long time, out there pursuing income opportunities or actually just making money or doing more with your possessions or your products or your purchases and the things you're building. And there's like a lot of creativity and maybe a love interest or the kids involved with this. And so it's go time, you know. It's going to be very busy, so that's when that kicks off. And then at the end of the month, we have energy moving into Taurus. This is the social realm for Cancer. You know, so on the 19th, the sun moves in for 30 days. Puts a big spotlight on you, Cancer, there. And so, you know, you're going to just be doing a lot more with friends or groups or associates or online or with astrology or charities or parties or events. Also, you know, Cancer really can help you stand out and pursue your interests that are about your personal aspirations or your original projects. And then on the 27th, we have the new moon there, launches you forward over the next 2 weeks, helps you start new in those realms or helps you take what you're doing and move that forward. All right, so for Leo, we have, you know, Mercury and Venus retrograde as April gets underway. And so, you know, you're still in reassessment mode over financial topics, your sex life, your reproductive life, anything hormonal, anything about births or deaths or divorce or anything about third-party influences. And so, you know, it's a really powerful, intense arena for you that you've been kind of going back and figuring out what stays, what goes, what can be reworked or rekindled there. And so these energies are going to go forward, so you're going to start to see things going forward with them now in April. So on the 7th, Mercury goes direct, and so you can now start to get into talks or meetings or sales or offers or decisions that take those themes forward. And then on the 12th, Venus goes direct, so now that anything having to do with love or money or beauty or pleasure in those stories is also moving forward with those themes in the weeks ahead. The full moon that happens on the 12th is about any one-on-ones that are bringing you into some climactic moment with a big talk or big offer or an important meeting or a big decision being made, you know. Or there might be something culminating with a sale or your writing or an agreement. Also in the physical realm, Leo, there could be something big going on with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, with a move, your vehicles, your electronics, or anything locally or on short trips to nearby places. So definitely in the days leading up to that, things are building and building, and then, you know, by the latest on the 12th, you have that climactic moment. Now, we have Neptune in Aries for the first time in our lifetime. April's the first full month of this. And so everybody's getting used to this new influence, this powerful, dreamy, artistic, romantic, spiritual, boundaryless, addictive, you know, karmic energy now in Aries. And so for Leo, you know, this is going to be learning how to handle this new influence when it comes to your ninth house, your beliefs, your religious or political or philosophical beliefs, what's going on with the law in your life, with your media or marketing or publishing or broadcasting interests, what's going on with higher education or travel or distant scenarios or ceremonies for you. So the personal planets, Mercury and Venus, will re-enter these territories mid-month onward, and so that's when you're really going to be, you know, able to start getting into talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions about these themes from the 16th onward with Mercury, and then really start to move forward with love or money or beauty or pleasure in those realms with Venus entering on the 30th onward. Then we have Mars moving into your sign, Leo, late on the 17th, early on the 18th, depending on your time zone. It's going to be there a couple months until June 17th. And so, Leo, straight up, you know, this fires you up. This is a positive fire energy within your fire sign. It's really going to make you more motivated to make things happen on a physical level, on a personal level, you know, going out and promoting yourself and pursuing your interests. If you want to do things that impact your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, this is your time. It's going to really be highly creative, although I know you're always creative, and maybe more fun and maybe more loving. And so plan for that. And then we have the sun moving into Taurus on the 19th for 30 days, followed by a new moon in Taurus on the 27th for 2 weeks. So there's this big push forward, pushing you into the realm and into the spotlight and then getting you to get into new opportunities or take what you're doing and move it forward. And this is either career-related or about any big goal that you're setting for yourself or about your reputation or fame or about what's happening with bosses, parents, directors, teachers, mentors, or other authority figures in your life. So expect the end of the month to really start to move you in those directions. All right, so for Virgo, we have Mercury and Venus retrograde as we go into April, and so you kind of slowed down and you're reassessing, you know, where you're at with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, or any other important relationships in your life, or what's going on with the balance in your life and what you want to do about it, you know. So that reassessment process will end when Mercury and Venus go direct. So on the 7th, Mercury goes direct. The 12th, Venus goes direct. So with Mercury, you know, you're now start to move forward and make decisions about these people or this balance or get into talks or meetings or sales or writing or offers or decisions that will move the ball forward for you. And with Venus going direct, the love or the money can start flowing in a forward motion with these people or the beauty or the pleasure that's involved with them is starting to move forward. So, you know, you've had a long while of slowdown, and now you're going to see this stuff start to move again for you in April. Now, we have this full moon in Libra on the 12th, so this is a powerful climactic full moon. For Virgo, this is bringing something to a culmination with your income, purchases, products, or possessions. So maybe, you know, you've been paying on something and you finally can bring it home, or maybe you get a raise with your income, or you have a breakthrough, or you end an income opportunity you're no longer interested in, things like that, right? So big endings, big breakthroughs, achievements, celebrations there. Then we had Neptune move into Aries on March 30th. So April is our first full month of getting used to what this energy is going to be like. For Virgo, this is bringing this very powerful, dreamy, karmic, artistic, spiritual, romantic, addictive, secretive, you know, past life-oriented energy into your eighth house. So April's going to be learning how to adjust to this new energy there. And the eighth house is your house of loans and debt and inheritance and taxes and investments and settlements and alimony, any kind of financial resource, right? It's also the arena of your sexuality, your sex life, your reproductive needs, birth, death, divorce, and third-party influences. It's also the arena of your personal power. And so April's going to feel more intense because you're learning about this new energy in this field. And then mid-month, we're going to have Mercury and Venus move into these realms and really start to bring it more into your personal life, right? So on the 16th, Mercury comes into this realm. So now in the weeks ahead, you can get into talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions about those themes, moving it forward. And then Venus returns on the 30th, and in the weeks ahead, we'll bring the love or the money or the beauty or the pleasure into those realms moving forward. Then we also have Mars kicking into Leo. This moves in late on the 17th, early on the 18th. It'll be there a couple months until June 17th. And so, Virgo, it's really going to fire you up. There's either some hot romance going on privately or behind the scenes or some romantic getaways or trysts, or there's more action with or there's a lot more going on with the art, the film, the music, the painting, the poetry, or something muse-driven, or there's a lot more going on, you feel more physically vital and like doing something in your spiritual practices, or maybe you're ready to kick a bad habit or addiction or deal with a secret or deception, or there's more going on in an institution or through your research. So in any of that, you know, you can have more fun, you can have more passion, you can be more creative, so that gets underway then. And then at the end of the month, we have the sun moving into Taurus for 30 days. That starts on the 19th. And then we have a new moon in Taurus on the 27th, so opens up 2 weeks of big forward momentum. So Virgo, this is all about getting you front and center with legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, travel, distant, ceremonial, religious, or political themes. You know, so you're front and center, you're in the spotlight there, and you can start anything new or take what you're doing into that next chapter or new direction. All right, so for Libra, in April, you enter with Mercury and Venus retrograde. You've been kind of slowed down and reassessing something about your work or your health or your animals or something with coworkers, hired help, or paperwork. So that's going to go direct as Mercury and Venus go direct. Mercury goes direct on the 7th. So from the 7th onward, now you can get into talks or meetings or sales or writing or offers or decisions about those themes, moving them forward. Venus goes direct on the 12th, so the love interest or the money-making or the beauty or the pleasure are now moving forward in those realms. And so in the weeks ahead, you can get that going as well. Now, the full moon on Saturday the 12th, that's a big one because it's for you, Libra. It's in your sign, and your ruler Venus has stopped dead in the sky on that day, and it's within 40 minutes of the full moon climaxing at 8:22 p.m. Eastern, then Venus will turn around and go direct. So, you know, Libra, I mean, it's going to feel very intense on Saturday. Something for you that is, you know, breaking through, coming through, achieved, celebrated, or something going on with you that you're wrapping up and ending and you are done. So, you know, you may feel this on a very personal or physical level as it's building up in the days leading up to this, but Saturday the 12th is the climax. And then, you know, Neptune has moved into the sign opposite you for the first time in all of our lifetimes. This happened on March 30th, and so April's the first full month to have Neptune in Aries. So for Libra, you know, you're going to be learning how to host this magical, psychic, karmic, artistic, romantic, spiritual, addictive, secretive, deceptive, institutional, research-oriented energy in your relationships, right? It's something like you've never experienced before. So, you know, when it comes to romantic or business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, you know, they're going to be showing more powerful energy in those realms, good and bad, and you're going to be sussing that out, you know, for the first time in this month. And so mid-month, we have Mercury and Venus returning to these arenas, so it's really going to start to make it more personal. Mercury comes back on the 16th, so in the weeks ahead, we'll help you meet these people, get in talks with them, hear from them, run into them, focus on the sales, the offers, the agreements, the writing, the decisions with them. And by the 30th, Venus moves into this relationship realm with Libra, so now when it comes to these one-on-ones, there's more focus in moving things forward with love or income or beauty or pleasure. So there you have that. Now, Mars is going to move into Leo late on the 17th, early on the 18th. And so for Libra, this is going to rev up your social life for the next 2 months. You know, Mars here is going to fire you up to be more active and passionate and pursuing the things that get you physically involved with friends and associates and groups and what you're doing online or with astrology or charities or parties or events and your own original projects and aspirations. There's a lot more creativity here. There's a lot more love and fun here. And, you know, there may be a fight or two in there, so watch out for that. But overall, you're really going to be busy for the next couple months there. And then we have energy moving into Taurus. The sun moves in on the 19th for 30 days, putting a big spotlight on you in this realm. And then we have the new moon on the 27th, which opens up 2 weeks of forward momentum. So Libra, this is really going to get you more involved and active and moving things forward with loans or debt or inheritance or taxes or investments or any kind of financial interest, as well as anything going on with your sex life, your reproductive life, anything with divorce or third-party energy. So there you have that. All right, so for Scorpio, we move into April with Venus and with Mercury retrograde. And so, you know, you're still in reassessment mode, going back over things with the kids, with the lover, with the creative projects or recreation. But then that's going to shift as these energies go direct. So Mercury goes direct on the 7th, and that's going to help you start to get you into talks or meetings or sales or writing or interviews or offers or decisions moving forward through the rest of the month about those themes. And then Venus goes direct on the 12th. And so the love, the money, the beauty, the pleasure with the kids, the lover, the creative project or recreation, you're moving forward into what's coming next with that as well in the weeks ahead. Now, the full moon on Saturday the 12th for Scorpio, this is something that is climaxing behind the scenes, behind closed doors. It could be a project in development. It could be something that's been private or secretive. It can be something with an artistic interest or a romance or a spiritual practice. It could be something psychic or magical. It could be something with bad habits or addictions. It could be something with institutions or research and development, if I already said that one, sorry. And so Scorpio, big moments. It's a really powerful full moon. So really big breakthroughs or wrap-ups or endings or celebrations or achievements one-on-one with people about those themes. And then Neptune moved into Aries on March 30th, first time in all of our lifetimes, and it is getting used to that new powerful energy in this realm for all of us in April. It's the first month in. And so for Scorpio, you know, that magical, artistic, romantic, spiritual, institutional, research and developmental side of Neptune is going to be impacting your work, your health, your animals, your paperwork, your coworkers, your hired help. And so a lot of April is really starting to see those influences coming into those realms more. And then the personal planets, Mercury and Venus, will come in halfway through the month and start to make it more real, I think, you know. So Mercury comes in on the 16th, and for the weeks ahead, really, you know, helping you get into talks or meetings or sales or writing or offers or decisions about those themes. And then Venus comes in on the 30th, and in the weeks ahead, we'll bring the love or money into those realms or the beauty or pleasure. Now we have Mars moving into Leo late on the 17th, early on the 18th, and it'll be there for 2 months. So Scorpio, this is going to fire you up big time on the career front or with any personal goals that you have or anything going on with higher up people in your life, producers, directors, mentors, parents, bosses, whoever. And so you have a lot more going on here that's creative or loving or involves the kids or is more fun or is more dramatic than that you feel like, you know, making happen there. So expect to see more going on there. And then at the end of the month, we start to see more energy moving into your relationship zone, Scorpio. So on the 19th, the sun enters this arena for 30 days, puts a spotlight on you, Scorpio, with these one-on-ones. So really, you're kind of showing up and getting more involved, partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys, whoever, you know, it is for you, and really pursuing your interests and being more in the story. And then from the 27th and the 2 weeks that follow, that's that new moon boost we get in that realm. And so, Scorpio, you know, you can start new relationships, start new projects with current relationships, take current relationships into new arenas or next chapters. So it's all about what you can get happening with these key individuals now. All right, so for Sagittarius, you know, as we enter April, Mercury and Venus are retrograde. And so you are going to still be in reassessment mode about what you're figuring out at home with moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, or roommates. But that's going to change as the energy is going to go direct. So on the 7th, Mercury goes direct there. So now you can start to meet with people, hear from people, get into talks, make decisions, focus on the writing agreements or sales and offers there. And then Venus returns on the 12th, well, goes direct on the 12th. And so that will then move things forward with love or income or beauty or pleasure in those realms in the weeks ahead. The full moon climaxes on the 12th, and for Sagittarius, this is bringing something to a climax for you with friends or groups or the internet or astrology or charity or maybe a big party or gathering or event of some sort that's coming to a climax then. Also, you know, it could be about an original project or some kind of aspiration that you're reaching the apex of at this time. Definitely, no matter what it is, it involves at least one key individual for you. And you're wrapping things up and marking endings, or you're celebrating and achieving. And so this is the pinnacle of those realms on the 12th. Now, Neptune moved into Aries on March 30th. So April is our very first month of really experiencing a very powerful energy that none of us have experienced before. You know, and for you, Sag, this is coming into the creative realm. So, you know, Neptune here can bring more, you know, muse and more imagination and inspiration there. It's in your realm of true love and lovers, of children and recreation. So you can just see a lot more magical things going on, artistic, romantic, spiritual things going on there. And so you're adjusting to that in this month. And then, you know, the personal planets are going to start to activate this mid-month onward. So Mercury arrives on the 16th, and in the weeks ahead will help you get into talks or to meet people or focus on your writing, sales, or offers in those realms. And then Venus comes in on the 30th and will bring the love or money into forward motion or the beauty or pleasure in those realms in the weeks ahead. So next, sorry, we have Mars. I'm seeing if I have some tea. Let me take a drink of my tea. Hold on. Thank you. All right, so next, we have Mars moving into Leo late on the 17th, early on the 18th, and it's going to be there for 2 months until June 17th. So for Sag, this is going to fire you up. There's going to be a lot more to do in the name of love or creativity or having fun or with the kids through travel, or just in situations, through legal agreements, through education, through media marketing, through ceremonies, religion, or politics. This is where the action's going to be for 2 months. You're going to get really busy there. And then at the end of the month, we start to see energy moving into Taurus. And so for Sagittarius, you know, you're going to have more focus on work, health, or animals. Maybe a little bit more going on with coworkers, hired help, or paperwork as well. And so the sun moves here on the 19th, puts a spotlight on you there for 30 days, says show up, you're going to be standing out there or making it about you there. And the new moon kicks in on the 27th, which opens up 2 weeks of forward momentum to help you start new things or take what you're doing into the next chapter. All right, so for Capricorn, Mercury and Venus are retrograde as April gets underway, so you're reassessing your decisions or you're going back to give another shot at a talk or meeting or sale or writing or offer or decision. And that changes then when these energies go direct, and whatever you figured out, you're now ready to move forward into the next chapter. So Mercury goes direct on the 7th, and those conversations and offers and decisions start to move forward into what comes next in the weeks ahead. Venus goes direct on the 12th, so any love or money scenarios in those stories or anything about beauty or pleasure are also moving forward with those themes in the weeks ahead. The full moon climaxes on the 12th, and so there's some kind of big one-on-one scenario that's coming to a head that is about a personal goal of yours or is about your career, your status, your fame, or involves a higher up person like a parent, a boss, a mentor, or someone like that. So major breakthroughs or endings or achievements or celebrations building up in the days leading up to the 12th and by the evening of the 12th. Neptune moved into Aries for the first time in all of our life on March 30th, so April's our first month to really start to feel this influence And for Capricorn, it's playing out at home with moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, or roommates. So getting that adjustment to the more mystical, magical, spiritual, artistic, romantic, institutional research energy coming into those realms for you. And then the personal planetary energy comes on board mid-month onward. So Mercury comes in on the 16th, and in the weeks ahead will help you get into talks or meetings or sales or writing or offers or decisions about those topics, while Venus comes in on the 30th of April, and in the weeks ahead will introduce the love or the money flow to those realms or make it about the beauty or the pleasure there. Mars moving into Leo late on the 17th, early on the 18th means you're going to be way more fired up in the next 2 months when it comes to any other kind of financial topic outside of your income or your sex life, reproductive needs, a divorce, or any third-party stories. So there's a lot more activity here, more passion, more drive, maybe a fight or two. But it's all about, you know, where you're going and what you're making happen in those realms. And then by the end of the month, we have energy moving into your zone of true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation, Capricorn, yay. So the sun moves there on the 19th for 30 days, puts the spotlight on you, helps you stand out, helps you be more involved and pursue your interests there. And then on the 27th, we have a new moon there. So this kicks off 2 weeks. It can help you start something brand new with lovers, kids, creative projects, or recreation, or help you take what you're involved in and move it into that next chapter. For Aquarius, Mercury and Venus retrograde as we enter April mean you're slowed down or reassessing something about income, purchases, products, or possessions. And then that's going to shift gears as those energies go direct. So Mercury goes direct on the 7th. And in the weeks ahead, this is going to help you get into talks, field offers, make decisions, focus on the writing, agreements, sales, or offers coming in around those themes. It's moving forward again. And by Saturday, the 12th, Venus goes direct there. She is involved with income, so income going forward in your income zone should be nice. But she could also mean that love is introduced in those realms, or there is something about beauty or pleasure that's now also moving forward with those themes for you. Then we have the full moon on the 12th, big climactic moments for Aquarius with any legal agreements, travel plans, distance situations, educational pursuits, media marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests, any ceremonies, religion, or politics. And so big climactic moments one-on-one with others about what is wrapping up and ending there or what is achieved or celebratory there. And then, you know, Neptune moved into Aries first time in all of our lifetimes on March 30th. So April's our first full month of getting used to this new energy there. And so for Aquarius, it's in your mind, you know. You might be having more spiritual connections or psychic moments or downloading things from the other side through dreams. Or you might be writing more artistically or spiritually or romantically, or your conversations might lean that way, you know. And so mid-month, we're going to start to see that the personal planets come on board. Mercury comes in on the 16th. So in the weeks ahead, really kind of quickening the pace with your talks, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your ideas, your offers, your decisions. And then by the 30th, Venus comes on board. And in the weeks ahead, we'll bring the love, the money, the beauty, the pleasure into those realms. Now, Mars moving into Leo, late the 17th, early the 18th. For Aquarius, this is your relationship zone. So over the next 2 months, man, are you busy? You're one-on-one. You're in there, and there's more happening creatively, artistically, romantically, dramatically, with the kids or with the recreational pursuits, right? That involve partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, you know, any of these important one-on-ones. So you're making things happen, maybe a fight or two in there. Watch out for that. But otherwise, there's a lot of busyness happening with your relationship. And then we have energy moving into Taurus on the 19th. The sun comes in for 30 days, puts a spotlight on you there. And then on the 27th, we have the new moon kicking off 2 weeks of forward momentum there. So Aquarius, this means you're really going to be more involved at home with family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents or roommates, and that you can get new things introduced or moving forward during the process. So there you have it. And for Pisces, we enter April with both Mercury and Venus retrograde in your sign, so you're kind of slowing down and reassessing what's going on with you physically, with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or with your purpose, with your desires and needs, you know. And so that's going to shift as these energies go direct. Mercury goes direct on the 7th, so whatever you were trying to figure out, you're now ready to start getting into talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions to move things forward for yourself. And on the 12th, Venus goes direct, so this means that love and money flow and beauty and pleasure are starting to move forward through what you want to do physically or personally for yourself in the weeks ahead. So there you have that. And then we have that full moon climaxing on the 12th. So for Pisces, major big moments with financial topics, your sex life, reproductive needs, a divorce, or any third-party stories. So, you know, one-on-one with other people and what you're either wrapping up and ending there or what is breaking through and you're celebrating and achieving there. And then Neptune moved into Aries on March 30th, and so this is the first month that we're really getting to experience, first time in all of our lifetimes. Pisces, this is introducing that artistic, romantic, spiritual energy, the boundarylessness, the karmic, the institutional, the research and development energy into your personal income or products you're developing or purchasing power or what you're doing with possessions, right? So you're getting used to this new influence in April. And then the personal planets come in on the 16th. Mercury comes into this zone, so in the weeks ahead, helps you get into talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions about making money or about your purchases, products, or possessions. And then Venus comes into the sign on the 30th, and in the weeks ahead will bring the love or money, the beauty or pleasure into those realms for you. And then we have Mars moving into Leo late on the 17th, early on the 18th, and it's there for 2 months. Pisces, it's going to fire you up and give you highly charged up and active at work or in the pursuit of work, with work projects, with health, with animals, with paperwork, with coworkers or hired help or all of the above. There's a lot more creativity and love and fun and maybe a fight or two and maybe a lot of drama. I don't know. But things are going to be happening there and you're moving forward with that. And then towards the end of the month, we have energy moving into Taurus. So on the 19th, the sun moves in for 30 days, puts a spotlight on what you're doing locally or on short trips with your talks, meetings, interviews, or auditions, Pisces, with your writing, your sales, with your siblings, your neighbors, with any moves, vehicles, or electronics. So there's a lot there, but you stand out and you can pursue your interests there. And then the new moon on the 27th, opens up 2 weeks of cosmic boost forward that can help you start something new or take what you're already doing into the next chapter. So there you have it. It's Zoe Moon. I hope everybody has a wonderful April, and I'll talk to you guys next time.